T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And away we go on this Two Ticket Tuesday with your chance to win tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash coming up. All right, now, we're going to start with Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson, I love Kelly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
I do.
This week she was at the Kennedy Center Honors to pay tribute to her mother-in-law, Reba McEntire, which I never knew that. That's news to me, right?
I love watching those reruns of Reba on TV. She's actually really funny.
You actually watch those?
Yeah, I put them on in the background and then I laugh. It's really cute.
Well, anyway, but she was more excited. This is crazy. So this is like a big star being infatuated with another star. She was excited to learn that Cher was right behind her on the red carpet.
How excited are you to be here? She's right behind
me. I hear Cher. She's right behind me right now. I can't even talk about it. I've never met her.
Never?
No, don't do anything either. It'll make me so nervous. I'll want to cry.
You've never met her yet?
No, I've never met her. I'm such a big fan. I am. I'm here for Reba. But finding out Cher was here was like a major plus. I've never, ever met Cher. So let's move past it, shall we?
Move past it.
It's actually pretty funny to hear a fangirl so hard.
It is. And then, listen, she does meet Cher.
Great. Turn around. Say hi quick. Cher, I just want to introduce you.
I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, nice to meet you. Oh, my God. How are you?
I never met you. I've been talking about you the whole time going, she's right behind me.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Obviously, everyone is here. I'm going to stop talking. Okay.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm a little I get very nervous.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh, my God.
How did that feel?
Oh, my God. I'm sweating even more. I'm sweating.
Who would you fangirl and sweat hard over?
I don't know, man. You know, there's like this simple little code when you're in show business that you don't do that.
Do what?
Is that the code?
Yeah, well, her voice went up an octave or three or five and just went nuts.
I'll tell you, I don't care about no code. If there's somebody you're super excited about, do it. I told you guys earlier, I love Maria Menounos.
Okay.
Absolutely love her. I was in L.A. for the Golden Globes, and we were standing in line to get in through this pressway. She's standing in front of me. I'm right behind her, like, looking at her and her gorgeousness. And I'm like, do I talk to her? Do I not talk to her? It's like playing double Dutch. Do I do it? I never did it. And then later, I fangirled on Twitter. I was like, hi, Maria. I was like standing right behind you. Oh, my God. Never tweeted me back, but I got it out there into the universe. And that girl's butt is amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I fanboy over probably like lower level celebrities, like people that I just watch on TV, like shows that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Like that's who I wouldn't freak out about. Like I've never freaked out about people that we have here at the station. It's like, oh, yeah, that person's here. This person's here. That's cool.
You get excited.
But if I'm watching like How to Get Away with Murder, and if I were to see Viola Davis,
she's like something else.
OMG. I would be like, OMG.
But would you act like that
No, having a conversation?
This is
what it would sound like if I met Validators. I'd be freaking out. I would not say absolutely anything.
You know what?
I'd be like, Kelly, don't introduce me. Don't say anything.
Maybe it's because I've been doing this a little longer. I just think that the best relationships are when you have these people that you really adore and you're big fans of, that you just play flat and just be nice to them and just treat them like, I mean, they are human beings.
It's human nature.
Well, I think Nina and I, we definitely treat people flat. I mean, we've definitely interviewed tons of artists.
Jennifer Lopez, right? Oh my God. I was freaking out inside the entire time.
I was chilling with J-Lo when she came by.
I was freaking out inside.
You know, because she had her googly eyes at me and stuff.
Okay.
You'll love this. I was there at the beginning of J-Lo when she filmed Selena in San Antonio.
Okay.
Hung out for the whole movie.
Dang, Drex.
Had lunch with her all the
time. You're so famous.
You just dropped that one on us.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I did.
Name dropper. I can't say that.
Hey, by the way, everybody wonders about Bohemian Rhapsody and what happened with Adam Lambert, right? Well, guess what? Queen is actually going to tour with Adam again in the new year. And also, Halsey taped the Victoria's Secret fashion show, which is coming up. I think it's going to air.
It did, yeah.
No, it's going to air again. There's a special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a holiday special?
Right. When one of the company bigwigs had made some troubling remarks about not including trans models, and Halsey was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard that story, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. I want to get to the big one here, which is, let me see here. The judge threatens Cardi B. Cardi B yesterday failed to show up to a court hearing over that alleged strip club brawl, and the judge was not happy and threatened to have her arrested if she skips her next appearance. And he said, here's the quote, "I want to convey to her that it's not acceptable that she's not here today." And this judge said Cardi's lawyer offered a new date, and that will be December 7th. So we'll see. Hopefully she'll show up.
I like to think it was like a misunderstanding. She sent her people in, so she thought that would be good enough. And now the judge is being clear, saying that they actually need her. So now she knows.
Doesn't he know that she's rehearsing for the B96 Pepsi Jam?
I know. Right? Right? Do not mess this up.
Seriously.
Yeah, she's busy.
I know, right? She's got a lot of things going on.
She'll handle it.
All right, let's go to Amy Schumer. She gives us tips how not to put up with any BS.
Hi, I'm Amy Schumer. And this is called How to Not Give a Shit What Anybody Thinks. Tip number one. We're all gonna die. I mean, I know that, but why is that comforting? Because if you're worried about some dumb shit that doesn't matter, like, dude, can they see my belly? I don't like how I looked in that tagged photo. You're gonna die one day. Who cares? I find a lot of comfort in that.
That's morbid.
Yeah, very.
It is, but then she goes on, and turns out, I think she says she's an introvert.
Don't leave your house, ever. I realized late in life that I was an introvert. And things like going to a wedding with a boyfriend, or going to a restaurant, or going anywhere was really draining to me. So now I leave my house as little as possible. And I'm loving it.
Introvert.
She probably also has an amazing house.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're out there in the public eye that heavy, I can see where when you back off, you want your own time. Mm-hmm. Private time. You know, just me time. Hey, let's skip down to Meek Mill if we could, Gabe. So Meek Mill shared a funny story about going out on a double date with Jay-Z and Beyonce back when he was still dating Nicki Minaj. Meek said that Hova was in control of the playlist, so they're having dinner, right? And things got a little uncomfortable. Check this out.
This is my first time I was with Nicki. We going on Hova and Beyonce, like, come out and eat with us. I'm from the hood. Hova and Beyonce, like, come eat with us. I'm like, damn, I'm about to double date with Hova and Beyonce right now. So Hov got the playlist, he clicking through back to back, come on by mistake while we at the table. I'm like, oh. So Beyonce and Hov and Nicki, everybody just looking like, they don't know what's going on. I don't even know if they remember that, but I remember that.
That would be weird, but I'm sure they meant no harm by it. But of course, back to back is Drake's diss track aimed at Meek, and so you know if that's playing, that would be a little weird.
That is funny.
But I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose. You just clicking through the playlist, man.
Right.
It just happened to be there. All right.
What? Yeah.
No, I know. I don't know. I mean, would you be freaked out, Gabe? I'd be like, I don't know. Can we hit next?
Big deal. I still got Nicki by my side, so I won.
There you go.
Or at the time, I won.
Camila Cabello, who's going to be at the Pepsi Jingle Bash. Camila Cabello talks about her favorite Christmas memories growing up in Miami.
Well, probably decorating the Christmas tree and watching Polar Express. Okay. Even though I was thinking, I've never had like a true Christmas snowy experience because I'm from Miami. Right. So whenever you see the pictures of like the tropical Santa, that's basically us. It's like for Christmas, you jump in the pool. But I think I'm gonna be in either New York or London for Christmas time. So I'll experience.
Yeah, Miami's not Christmas. It's like being in South Texas one way we had. Nah, it's just not the same.
I think it's kind of cool. I've never really done it that way, where you can like wear a bikini and like a Santa hat all at the same time.
Sounds whack.
I do it like once. Nah. I do love Christmas.
I like it like this. Right where we're at, in the shot.
Cozy.
Cabello, by the way, Camila Cabello has learned the importance of making time for her family.
I think the older I get, the more important it feels, because you just don't get time that is lost, you know? And I see that especially having a younger sister and seeing her grow up so fast. Like, I feel like the older I get, the more important I feel it is. And actually, the better I think it makes me in my work, because then I have this kind of, like, strength of love and wanting to, you know, the strength of my family and I just think it's really important.
I love hearing her speak because she's definitely one of the more grounded celebrities that's out there. So when you see her say things like that and she reinforces that idea that she is grounded, it just makes me feel so happy to know that she's like that.
And she means it.
Exactly. Definitely means. I mean, she's been through the ringer from a group to a solo career, you know, touring during whole thing, having hit songs. So it's good to hear that she still has a good head on her shoulders.
So we were talking about the Pepsi Jingle Bash, which is this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stand by. So you're going to love this. Nolan Gold, who plays Luke Dunphy on Modern Family, right? Mm-hmm. Frequently says he gets mistaken for Shawn Mendes.
Every day of my life. Like, yeah. I'm not every single day of my life. And I'm sure he does, too. So we'd like to dispel those rumors. We're not the same person. Although we've never been seen in the same place at the same time, so I really want to get a photo with him just to dispel any rumors that I am Shawn Mendes. Yes.
I will admit, they definitely look just like each other. And I think it's like that, like now that the kid, Dunphy kid, has reached puberty, so he has that like lengthy, broad shoulder, young man look to him, just like Shawn, where Shawn kind of has that grown up look to him as well. So I can, and then they have that like curly hair in the middle thing going on.
So they could have like the same fan club running down the streets. Which one is it? That's funny. They should trade places
for a
day.
They should do a viral
video. See if anybody would like figure it out.
Yes, that would be great.
You know what's actually really funny? Speaking of, because he said they've never been seen in the same place at the same time. Back when Lady Gaga like first came out, I was like baby radio, like working on a morning show and stuff. And they thought it would be really funny if they told everybody in the audience that I was actually Lady Gaga. And everybody believed it for the longest time, even though obviously I wasn't.
Really?
I look nothing like her.
Did you put your meat dress on?
Nope. I didn't do the meat dress. I think that's what gave it away. I wouldn't wear a meat dress.
Oh, my.
But it was a really funny prank.
You know, it's really funny how Lady Gaga has evolved. I can't see her ever doing that again.
Well, yeah, everybody goes through phases. Hers was the meat dress phase. Mine was the, like, super dark lipstick phase.
Ew.
Although, that's back again, so... Mm. Okay, well, you
I shook my head. No, we both shook our head. No.
This is radio.
Gabe and I just shook our heads.
Since it's back, hopefully you'll wear it again. Yeah. Maybe it's a Saturday at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash.
Maybe.
That would be a surprise.
Or.
I probably won't.
Maybe not.
Let's hope not.
I probably won't.
I don't know, Nina. Your lips look pretty the way they are.
Oh, thanks, Drex.
You don't wear lipstick often.
I do, but like not here.
Oh, we're not good enough, Drex.
No, she has cute lips, though. No, she does have pretty lips. Don't you think she has pretty
lips? I will neither confirm nor deny that.
Well, she's pretty. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Thanks, Drex.
Yeah, okay, you're welcome.
You want to look at my lips again?
That's weird.
No, let's talk about Gaga because Madonna's on her case again. What is up with this? This seems so childish. Madonna and Lady Gaga have had this beef for years, and yesterday things got blown up again. Here we go. Here's the story. So during an interview for A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga repeatedly dropped versions of this quote. There can be 100 people in a room and 99 of them don't believe in you, but all it takes is one who does and it changes your whole life. Have you seen this clip?
I have not.
There's a viral clip of this where she says it in every single interview. Like, I'm going to tell you something. So you guys know how this works. So if you, when there's a movie coming out, you get, there will be, I don't know, 50 correspondents. And they have 5 minutes with a celebrity, right? Usually local TV people. Mm-hmm. So she used that quote like 20 times. Somebody smashed all of them together.
Sure.
And put it up.
Oh, I did see that. I remember that.
It went viral. Okay.
I remember that.
Madonna posted a video on her Instagram story of herself back in the 80s saying, if there's 100 people in the room and 99 say that they like you, I only remember the one person who didn't. And so there we go. And so she posted a photo of herself with the caption, don't F with me. Gaga has not responded. I mean, this is crazy. The quotes are similar enough, but it's worth noting that it's the opposite of Gaga's.
I'm pretty sure Gabe also said that to me when I was complaining about getting some, like, remember I was like, I got some like negative comment making fun of me about something and I was kind of sad about it. Like it hurt. And I feel like you were like giving me advice and you're like, out of all of the people that say nice things, you're going to focus on like the one.
Yeah.
You know?
So just get this straight. Lady Gaga is saying
it's
that
not original.
She's saying that she was inspired by having one person believe in her. Madonna was saying she was motivated by having that one person who does not believe in her. So it's the opposite. So is there any need for all of that ugliness? No, not really.
We don't need that.
No, but you know, there is this like weird trend where there's older artists, which should be very proud of the work that they've done in their career, that are finding artists that are doing stuff currently that they want to like compare. And it's like,
I guess when you're younger, I understand like the beef, like between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, you're young, you're doing your thing. I get that. But you're right, Nina. I think once you hit a certain age, it's like, dude, there's no female artist that I could think of off the top of my head that's more successful than Madonna.
Listen, I got to tell you something. Her and I are close to the same age. And I don't know what Gaga is, but there's no, just like you said, there's no reason for that.
Zero.
You, at some point in your career, and I'm there, I don't have time for any of that.
That is
just complete nonsense to me.
I just wonder if it's like you feel threatened at some point just because, you know, human instinct gives you like insecurities. Like, I'm a little bit older and she's the younger hot thing, but I started it, so I want credit again.
Well, I just keep hearing Ariana Grande's sentence. Someone just keeps clinging on to relevancy.
Yeah, right.
Madonna, you're cool. Relax.
Yeah, Madonna. Chill. I mean, Madge will always be Madge. She's always going to have her fans, and Gaga's going to be Gaga, and she's always going to have her fans. And, you know, you guys are kind of similar. Learn age, so like, peace out.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it
go. Hey, speaking of petty women, did you guys hear what Katy Perry did?
Yes. What
does she do now?
It's funny because, you know, her boy toy, Orlando Bloom, mm-hmm. was put up for auction. And there was a young lady who got the bidding up to $20,000. And Katy Perry was like, girl, he's fine. You better be ready because it's a big thing to go deal with. But you know what happened at the very end?
She outbid him.
Petty Katy Perry bid $50,000 just so that no one else would go on a date with her man.
Yeah.
You know what? I would have done the same thing.
No.
It all goes to charity. If I'm paying $50,000 to make sure nobody's touching my man, then it was so be it.
It was for One Love Malibu benefit to raise money for the people affected by the California wildfires. But I hear what you're saying. $50,000 to hook up with Orlando?
It's her man. She gets it for free.
I know, but
$50,000.
You're right.
$50,000 to make sure nobody else hooks up with Orlando.
That's what it is.
Yes. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us. This is where we do the extended version of Weird Holly every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at B96.com. I need to get that right. And make sure you join us Monday through Friday. We're on the radio on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.